so good today, honey. Always rocking that hoodie and sweatpants combo. I can smell it from here. Maybe I should visit your place again while you're sleeping, just so I can get another whiff. Huh? What is she doing to him? A love letter? Oh crap, it's Valentine's Day, isn't it? Oh, how could I forget? Oh, this is like my favorite holiday. I have been stressed from other things lately. But still, that's no excuse. This is the one day I can openly love my beloved without being seen as weird. A box of chocolates? How amateur. Giving chocolates on Valentine's Day is so basic. It's not like he would want... He's eating them. No, he can't be eating her chocolates. Oh, my beloved. What do I do? I have a good idea. It might be a lot more work than I'm used to, but... it'll definitely beat her stupid box of chocolates. What was her name again? Oh, right. Julia. Ugh, stupid name. I think I... know someone with their phone number. I'll go find them. Alright, that wasn't too hard. All it needed was a little... deal with Kyle. Now then. Time to execute my plan. Hello, is this Julia? Congratulations! You've won a lifetime membership at X Nail Salon. Of course this is the right person. You're Julia McGriddle, right? And this is the number that I was given to contact you. Oh well, if you don't want the membership, then I guess I have to move on to the next winner. Oh, so you do want the membership? The lifetime membership? Alright then, we're almost done with the process. I'll need you to sign a physical contract if that's okay with you. Oh, of course. I'll send you the address. I'll see you then, Julia. One way to a girl's heart is a lifetime supply of beauty. But this time, it's going to be pain. Oh, hello. You're Julia, right? We were on the phone earlier. You got here really fast. Of course. What sane girl will turn down getting their nails done for the rest of their life? Oh, you don't remember signing up to this? Well, it might have been a quick sign-up process. You know, sign up and forget until you win. Alright, here's the contract. Oh, silly me. I forgot the pen. You can't sign a contract without a pen, right? Don't worry, I'll get one for you. Just read over the contract, okay? Just getting a pen. Oh, there it is. Silly little pen. How could you run away from me like that? Alright, Julia, here's the pen. A very special pen to knock you out. Huh. That only took 3 hits. You're one weak woman. Clearly not worthy enough to be near my beloved. Aw, poor thing. You're so stupid. Aw, I got all your nasty blood all over my walls and floor. I also made the mistake of unaliving you on a holiday. Should I pretend to be a painter? No, I already did that. Mr. Perry is already getting really suspicious. Hold on. I have a interesting idea. This vibrant crimson red could be a really good dye for some cookies. Yes, I should make cookies for my beloved. Oh, what a good idea. I'll even deliver it after it's done. That way, it'll be the freshest batch of cookies he's ever received. Baking cookies for my beloved, using the blood and meat of my enemy. Da na 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 da na 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 da 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 da. Oh, the cookies are ready. Oh, I can't wait to give it to him. I'm even gonna sign it under Julia's name, just so he can taste her disgusting love for him. And then, I'll give him my better cookies with my DNA in it. And surely he'll love it even more. Because that way, a piece of me is inside of him. Forever. That sounds so nice. Alright, time to pack up the cookies and then head to his place. Hello? Sweetie? Hello? You left your window locked this time, which is very weird. Can you please open it up? Please? I would try lockpicking the front door, but the security guard recognizes me and he might throw me in jail. Come on, won't you help a lady out? Please? Pretty please? Thank you. I started to look like a weirdo to the others, looking up at me. Spare key? Why would I use that? I have it perfectly framed in my room. You know, because he touched it and everything, and I don't want dust to get on it. Don't be silly. I'm not gonna use it. Plus, isn't it fun letting me into your window? I really didn't like that you locked it though. Why was it locked? You promised you'd leave it unlocked for me. It's fine, I'm not too mad at you. Besides, it's Valentine's Day. Speaking of which, remember Julia from earlier today? Yeah, she was supposed to be here too, but she got caught up in some, things. So she gave me what she wanted to give you. Here you go. Go on, open it up. I want to see what she gave you. Oh, cookies. Very, very dark red cookies. Were the chocolates not enough? Huh? By the way, what did you think of her chocolates? Were they bad? I bet they were bad. They looked really bad. What? I was walking past you guys from a distance and I saw her hand you the chocolates. I bet if you asked any other person walking past, they would say the same thing. So are you going to eat the cookies? I don't think you should eat all of them. Maybe just a bite. Just to get a little taste. So, what do you think? Oh my god, you're spitting it out. Here, a napkin. A napkin. Spit it out into the napkin. Wow. I'm gonna save this for later. Are you okay? Was it that bad? Julia told me it was her special recipe. I didn't think her special recipe would be this, disgusting. Here, I baked some cookies for you too. Maybe you could wash down her disgusting ones with mine? Here you go, one of my cookies. That's it, just a little bite. Oh, no, that's not a hair. That's a very special, very thin sprinkle. Yeah, it's a new sprinkle. Made out of cotton candy, so that's why it's really thin. Wow. So, what do you think? You're not spitting it out like how you did to Julia's cookie. So I assume mine is better? Really? It tastes really good? I'm really happy to hear that. Just before I got here, I spent a couple of hours perfecting these. You see, I know you just ate it as like a palate cleanser, but, you know how today is Valentine's Day? And I'm giving you homemade cookies on a very romantic holiday. Basically, what I'm saying is, You want me to bake you more cookies? Just like this one? Sure. I don't mind doing that. It's really fun. Baking is like stress relieving for me. Now? But you haven't even finished the ones in the box. For later? You see, these cookies have a very special ingredient in them, and I only have access to it at home. I'm sorry, I'd really like to bake in your kitchen and it would be such an honor, but, maybe next time in the future when, I come over again? Yes. Next time, make sure to keep the window open, okay? Oh, don't worry. I doubt any other girl will crawl into your window like I do. And if that happens, feel free to call me, and I'll take care of it. Now then, I should probably head back home and start the next batch of cookies. I don't want to keep you waiting for too long after all. Don't worry, my house isn't that far, remember? It's literally next door. Okay, I'll be back.